We're going to break this into two sections. I'm going to go through the law, spend about 10 or 15 minutes just bringing some of y'all up to date with, you know, the basics of what comprises UBTI, unrelated business taxable income. You'll hear me refer to it as UBTI. Sometimes I'll drop the T because I am an Aggie. And then after that, we'll turn into the case studies, and that's where you'll really see the advanced sort of thought process and practical application come to play. Now, Greg and I talked about having a joke to warm y'all up, and so when I asked Greg if he had any jokes he wanted to say, he looked at me and deadpanned, "I'm a CPA. I don't tell jokes." So with that, we'll move to the fun part. We'll talk about the law. There are three components when you're looking at whether income from your exempt organization's activity is UBTI. The first is, do you have a trade or business? The second is that trade or business regularly carried on, or if you don't like the split infinitive, is it carried on regularly? And then, is that trade or business substantially related to your organization's exempt purpose? Now, when Congress enacted these UBTI rules in the 1950s, the idea behind them was to make sure that there was not unfair competition, that the nonprofits that were truly acting in the commercial sector and engaging not in charitable activities but in commercial activities paid their fair share of tax. So let's look at the first component, trade or business requirement. That's a broad requirement, or that's a broad, the courts and the IRS have a very broad interpretation of what a trade or business is. It's any activity carried on for the production of income from either the sales of goods or the performance of services. And so I was at a Christmas party recently talking to a woman who's involved in the nonprofit sector as a volunteer, and she says to me, "Now, you know, nonprofit doesn't mean that they can't make a profit."